planeta. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pesthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Samiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatva Deshtayine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jana Jatu Katha Kathanchana Abhajet Sanskritim Smaran Mukundangri Upa Guhanam Punam Bihatum Ichet Na Rasagraha Jana, thank you. Na bhai jana jatu kathan chana brajet. Mukunda sevaniya badanga sanskritim. Saran mukundang ri upaguhan punang. Bihatum ichen narasagraho janam. Na vai jano jatu katanchana brajen. Mukunda sevana badanga sanskritim Smaran mukundangri upaguhanam punam Bihatum ichen rasagrahe janam Na vai jano jatu katanancha brajet Mukunda sevana badanga sanskritim Saran mukundangri upaguhanam punam Bihatum ichenna sarasagrahe janam Please try. Abrajet does not undergo Mukunda Sevi, the devotees of the Lord, Annabhat, like others, Anga, oh my dear, Sanskritim, material existence, Smaran, remembering, Mukundangri, the lotus feet of the Lord. Upaguhanam, embracing. Punah, again. Bihatum, willing to give up. Ichet, desire. Na, never. Rasagraha, one who has relished the mellows. Jana, person. Translation. My dear Vyasa, even though a devotee of the Lord Krishna sometimes falls down somehow or other, he certainly does not undergo material existence like others, fruitive workers, etc. Because a person who has once relished the taste of the lotus feet of the Lord can do nothing but remember their ecstasy again and again. Please repeat after me. My dear Vyasa, even though a devotee of the Lord Krishna sometimes falls down somehow or other, he certainly does not undergo material existence like others, fruitive workers. Because a person who has once relished the taste of lotus feet of the Lord can do nothing but remember that ecstasy again and again. Thank you. Purport. A devotee of the Lord automatically becomes uninterested in the enchantment of the material existence because he is rasagraha, or one who has tasted the sweetness of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. There are certainly many instances where devotees of the Lord have fallen down due to uncongenial association. Just like fruitive workers who are always prone to degradation. But even though he falls down, a devotee is never to be considered the same as a fallen karmi. A karmi suffers the result of his own fruitive reaction, whereas a devotee is reformed by chastisement directed by the Lord Himself. The sufferings of an orphan and the sufferings of a beloved child of a king are not one and the same. And an orphan is really poor because he has no one to take care of him. But a beloved son of a rich man, although he appears to be on the same level as the orphan, is always under the vigilance of his capable father. A devotee of the Lord, due to wrong association, sometimes imitates the fruitive workers. The fruitive workers want to lord it over the material world. Similarly, a neophyte devotee foolishly thinks of accumulating some material power in exchange for devotional service. Such foolish devotees are sometimes put into difficulty by the Lord Himself. As a special favor, He may remove all material paraphernalia. By such action, the bewildered devotee is forsaken by all friends, relatives, and so he comes to his senses again by the mercy of the Lord, and is set right to execute his devotional service. In Bhagavad Gita, it is also said that such fallen devotees are given a chance to take birth in a family of highly qualified brahmanas or in a rich mercantile family. A devotee in such a position is not as fortunate as one who is chastised by the Lord and put into a position seemingly of helplessness. The devotee who becomes helpless by the will of the Lord is more fortunate than those who are born in good families. The fallen devotees born in good family may forget the lotus feet of the Lord because they are less fortunate. But the devotee who is put into a forlorn condition is more fortunate because he swiftly returns to the lotus feet of the Lord, thinking himself helpless all around. Pure devotional service is so spiritually relishable that a devotee becomes automatically uninterested in material enjoyment. That is the sign of perfection in progressive devotional service. A pure devotee continuously remembers the lotus feet of the Lord Sri Krishna, does not forget him even for a moment, not even in exchange for all the opulence of the three worlds. Very nice. Very nice. Purport. Lord, we can learn from this. Lord, maybe devotees have experienced also. I read the verse again. Please, let us be absorbed in it. My dear Vyasa, even though a devotee of the Lord Krishna sometimes falls down, somehow or other, he certainly does not undergo material existence. Like others, fruity workers, etc. Because a person who has once relished the test of the lotus feet of the Lord can do nothing but remember that ecstasy again and again. It reminds me, there is one, picture in the book Srimad Bhagavatam. There is inundation and the little Krishna, little baby Krishna, he is chewing his toe. The Prabhupada is explaining somewhere that the devotional service is so sweet, so sweet. Krishna's lotus feet is so sweet that Krishna himself wants to chew. So if devotional service is so sweet that Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, rasabarjam, where we get rasa, though a low grade, we get pleasure in a mode of passion, fruit of ignorance. Devotee supposed to be Brahmin. Brahmin means he is the mode of goodness and he is enlightened within. He is illumined within. In scripture it says, mode of goodness means, mode of goodness is illumination. Dibbogyan hide prakashito. I may read books many. I can book a Vidya Jahaj in Bengali. I can tell so many sloka, explanation, this, that. But are you illumined within? Are you in a mode of goodness? You are supposed to be Brahmin. Then you can become a bhakta. Who is a Brahmin? He is Sama. He has control over his mind. At least trying to. Control over his senses. Sama, Dhamo. Tapo, he does austerity. Saucham, he keeps himself clean, get up early in the morning, take bath, come to Mangalarati, clean dress, seeing the deity and become purified, chanting, dancing and relishing. Are you relishing Harikatha? We know ourselves. Do we relish Harikatha? We should relish from some person who himself also pure. That means, relishing means, if we have a taste, then you won't taste other thing, sense object. Very simple. You like this, also like that, then something wrong. Rasavarjam, he is saying. Who Rasavarjam? Who will give up relishing other thing, mode of, object of mode of senses, in the mode of goodness and passion? পরম দৃষ্টা নিবর্তত, ইউ হ্যাভ গট হায়ার টেস্ট, হায়ার টেস্ট। And externally what you see? Externally what you see is He, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, serving Krishna. He relishes. He relishes. How he relishes? Nitya navanabhaya mana. He finds his everyday new test. He finds his new relish. Every day he reads Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, he likes it. Likes more. He never finds it stale. No. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirganta Vivurukrame Kurbanti Ahituki Bhaktim Ittam Buddha Gunahari. They are most advanced. Atma Ram. They even release Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty. Topics about all this. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada was going in the boat in America. He said, my life and soul is Chaitanya Chaitamita, pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. He is relishing. Are we relishing? But we are relishing, sir. We are relishing prasad. That's good. Not high class. Not that high. Good. We relish prasad and not, but detest other things. Not prasad. What Krishna doesn't take. We don't like it. It's good. Very good. Something tangible. So Rasavajjam Rasavaisya. Krishna is called Rasavaisya. He is real Rasa. Everybody is looking after Rasa in this material world. Unfortunately, that could be in mode of passion and ignorance. There is no good. Goodness, good. Because you have to come to pure goodness. That is devotee. That is spiritual world. Krishna is called embodiment of pure goodness. Vasudeva. He represents pure goodness. Sattang Vishuddham Vasudeva Vasudhitam. We have to come there. How? By every day come to Mangalati, get up, take bath in Brahma Muhurta. Clean yourself, clean dress, clean mind. Listen Krishna Katha. Listen Chintamani Prakrasadvasu Kalpa Vriksha Laksha Vitesu Suravi Avipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasrata. We have to remember this. We have to go back there. We have to go back, join with Krishna. Do you want? Are you eager? Then we'll be eager to hear this. We will be like a greedy person. Like one person greedy. More money, more money. He forgets his food. He forgets his sleep. As Prabhupada said, do you want love of God, Prema Bhakti? Are you still attached to your sleeping, eating, sleeping? Mighting? Sorry, excuse me. I mean all these things? Enjoyment? What do you like? To work for Krishna is pure devotee. Very good. 24 hours absorbed. How to serve Krishna? How to serve Krishna's pure devotee? 24 hours absorbed in serving Krishna, Krishna's pure devotee. Also, absorbed in Krishna consciousness, that's like this. We are discussing Krishna Katha. This is very nice. Nice. Like, Uddhav gone to Vrindavan. And the greatest devotees are there, Brajavasi. Uddhav knows many things. He is the disciple of Brihaspati. That those in the mode of goodness has the demigods. They are king, but still they are disciple of one person. Brihaspati. He is their guru, guide them. He is a student, Uddhav. A student. But he is a great devotee also of Krishna. But Krishna wants him, go, take this letter to the Gopis. They are almost dying, the Brajavasis. Because they are so much in absorbed with Krishna, feeling separation, Krishna also feels separated for them. Feel for them. How much we feel? How much we feel? Let us see the highest example, Brajavasis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Aradha Bhagavan Brajeshutana. Krishna is not only worshipable, his devotees are also worshipable, more worshipable. They are Brajavasi. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saha, who is Brajavasi? Braj, here is also there the word Braj. Rasagraha is very important. Bhakti Siddhanta Saha said, Braja means actually moving. One who is always moving, That means all is always moving and always thinking. Yeah? Every moment what he is trying to, what I am doing, is it to please Krishna or his pure devotee? He is a Brajavasi. He is a Brajavasi. You don't have to be in Vrindavan necessarily, everybody. It's not possible. But in the eye of Bhakti Siddhanta Swami, he is a Brajavasi, real. He is a real Brajavasi. And another word is very important. Rasagraha, Rasagraha. One who has relished the mellow. This is the mellow of Krishna consciousness. He has got a higher taste of Krishna consciousness. What happens? He is saying, Prabhupada telling in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Krishna book. What is the sloka? What is that? One verse there in front of Krishna book. Krishna, something. Nibhitta, Nibhitta Tarasai. He is not hankering. Nibhitta, he is not hankering after sense object. Here is the devotee. There is a negative side. Nibhitta Tarasai, Upagyomana, Bhavu Sudhi, Chatra Mono Virama. He relishes through the ear Krishna Kata and relishes serving Krishna and his devotee. Just Jayananda Prabhu, 24 hours working for Krishna. And Prabhupada said, he has gone back to Godhead. I think something like this thing. Very nice devotee. He may not be a sannyasi or something exalted position. It shows that anybody, grihastha, lady, man, brahmachari, anybody can. Thus, relish this, serving Krishna, pure devotee, and relishing Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. Absorb in it by sravanam, kirtanam, saranam, bandhanam, giving up all sinful activity. Jeshaṁ tu antagataṁ papam janānāṁ punya karmanam te danda maha nirmutta bhajante mām dhīrahata. Who can be tiksta? Devotee. Who has given up all sinful activity. Strictly following four relative principles. But it so happened sometime still somebody lifts the movement. Yes. Thousands will come. Prabhupada said, if somebody stays, he will be surprised. It shows that it is not so easy to become Krishna conscious. In one sense, it is not so easy. Manushyanam sahasreshu. Manusha sahasre, sahasre means thousand. Sahasreshu means plural of thousand. Now how many thousand we don't know among the human being. Madhvacharya say, who is human being? Dipanacharya says different. Madhvacharya says, at least he is in a mode of goodness, you can call him human being. There is a mode of passion, ignorance. But this is Kali Yuga, what can be done? Prabhupada wanted. People have fallen, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay. Papi tapi jato chilo. However, how sinful he may be. Harinami uddhari. Make Harinami your life and soul. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama. Rama. We are forcibly chanting. Very we spontaneously chant. Very nice. On his 24 hours, he feels like chanting. It's very good. He is a Madhyamadhikari. We are forcibly doing, at least making chandan, sandalwood, dressing deity, Prabhupada, and our Acharya gave us all these things, unlimited services that they are, so that we can keep ourselves engaged at the same time go on chanting. We cannot, at least, we are fallen unless we do lots of Harinam. We cannot, so Guru makes it, okay, do at least this much minimum round. Even with that, don't do complete. It's not very hopeful situation. That is why it happened. One is not doing japa, not following four relative principles. Prabhupada says, these everybody has to do. Somebody can slip out of the devotional, unfortunately. It could be done a lot of service, exalted position. This happened. You can see Bharat Maharaj, how serious we should be. Bharat Maharaj, he was searching after the truth. He is a great devotee. I won't say searching after truth, for spiritual life. He left everything. But again, slightest mistake he did. Again, fell down from exalted position. He was on the bhava stage. It's not so easy to come to bhava. Adau sraddha, tata sadhu sanga, tata bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava, the stage before prema, rati. There he fell down. Anyway, next to the next life, he is born in a Brahmin family. This is good. Many are born in rich family, rich country. Krishna gives them chance. They again come. See, if you want to avoid, that means you have to be very serious. That is why the name of called Guru must strictly follow the instruction of Prabhupada and the Sadgurus. Then there is less chance. You get higher taste, give proper price to become Krishna conscious, then less chance. The symptom will be, even though a devotee of the Lord, Krishna consciousness. Saying, somehow or other, a devotee, Krishna sometimes falls down, somehow or other, he certainly does not undergo material existence like others, because he has a test here, he will again come back. It is just a matter of time. This Lord is always watching him. He did so much service. He strictly followed all these things for a long time. We can see how Ajami was a first-class Brahmin and had control over his senses, everything okay. Suddenly, he saw something. Being a young man, he was captivated. He fell down and started living with a prostitute, having 10 children. But anyway, since he did devotional service, again, he gave name of his sons, Narayan, this, that, and when he was chanting, calling, he saw fearful, awesome, the Jamadutas are coming, and he called his son. But he didn't call Narayan, God Narayan, his son Narayan. He's so good that he, since he did devotional service, the Acharya say, he remembered Narayan. At the once, the Vishnuja came and saved him. You see? So it never goes in vain. Sarpamupyasya dharmasya, even if we do little, traute mahato, we can be saved from the greatest danger. It's a good lesson for us. In other words, Prabhupada says, utsahat nishwat dhajyat. Now Upadeshamita is saying, you should be always enthusiastic in devotional service. Nishwat, determination must be resolute will. To become Krishna conscious in this life and go back to Godhead. You should be decorated with all the divine qualities simply by surrender. If you simply surrender, that is what is necessary. Are you surrendering? We can ask us, are you surrendering completely without any pretension? That is good. If not, you can search within. We are going to face danger. Any of us. It happened. In other words, we should be very cautious and serious. You have got 10 minutes. You can see how the Vasudev, say Vasudev is like a guru. Satang Vishuddhang. He is like an embodiment of Vishuddha Satta. Pure goodness.
Just like a wife, a woman, surrenders to her husband completely, offer herself. Devaki, like that. Ideal disciple should be like this. Dikkhakale shishya kare atma samarpan. When somebody is taking initiation, he promises, I will follow this, in front of Narayan, in front of fire, in front of Guru, in front of other Vaishnava. I'll follow four elder principles. I do this, I follow your order. Seikale Krishna tare karo atma samar. If he does that, gradually his body becomes spiritualized, like Krishna. Then he, I forgot the other sloka, then he serves his guru, Sadguru. Gradually he becomes free from the material entanglement. That means he detests sense object, enjoying sense object and lording over material nature. And he becomes free from it, he becomes liberated soul. And then he's rendering devotion service. He's solid something, tangible, progress he makes. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. What is his symptom external? He is always prasanna. So Prabhupada another place says, Nasta praesu abhadresu nittang bhagavata seva. Since regularly he is attending Srimad Bhagavatam katha. Bhagavati ruttama sloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki. He becomes fixed of devotee. Tata rajastamo bhava kama lovatas chaje. He transcends mode of passion and ignorance. Symptomized by, he is not that, he can control over his lusty urges and impulses. And mode of ignorance, symptom. He transcends that. And then he comes to more of pure goodness. They say, evam prasanna manaso, he becomes joyful. Bhagavad bhakti yogata, bhagavat tattva vijnanam, he can understand the signs of God realization. Mukta sangha sajayati, he becomes liberated, in a liberated platform. Now we will check this thing. There is a book called, I think, Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur's Madhujya Kadambini. If you want to know where you are situated in spiritual life, Prabhupada said, check it. That is minutely described, all the stages and phases where we are situated, so that we can know how much progress we made towards our goal, getting love of God. In general, we should see how much I have developed attachment or relishing, just like Krishna Prabhupada used to quote this sloka often. Satang prasangam. About Krishna Katha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, form, beauty, pastime. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Chaitanya Dharma. Mama Bhijya Sangya, these are very powerful. Hit Karna Rasayana. In association with the devotees, we should listen regularly. When I find a relish, very good sign. Gradually you have Shraddha. Say in scripture. Then Rati Anukramishyati. All the stages you mentioned, Adha Usadha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, and Anartha Nibbitti, become free from Anartha. Unwanted things from our heart, dirty things will go away. I am this body, will forget. Spiritually, philosophically you may know, Asanga Aham Purusha, I have nothing to do with this material world. Material platform, that means platform of sense gratification with our senses. This is material existence, material platform. And spiritual platform, we relish Krishna Katha. We relish serving Krishna in association with the devotee. Spiritual platform is just the beginning, the movement to leave the body, complete spiritual platform, go to the spiritual world. Very simple. Do we have to do? This is a very technical thing we are discussing. I don't know, I cannot tell you. Nice thing, nice stories, this, that. Just telling. Some people like philosophy. This could be simply speculation sometimes, dry, unless it is accompanied with what Prabhupada says to do, come to Mangalarati, release Krishna Katha. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime. Do we realize? Hearing, chanting. Then, pretty balanced. Otherwise, either you will become fanatic or you will become a speculator. So Prabhupada says, you should have good philosophy. Otherwise, simply following this, you could be a sentimentalist. Some devotees are like more sentimental. Some are more philosophical, become dry. Or become fanatic. Dry or fanatic? No, should be pretty balanced. Good philosophy, good sadhana. Well balanced, equipoised. Then gradually making progress towards fixed up devotee. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur remind us that the sloka is saying that after many lives we have this opportunity of getting human form of life. What is the sloka? Labdha sudurlabham. Sudurlabham. Dulab means rarest of the rare. Sudurlabham, rarest of the rarest of the rare. This human body. Out of 8 million foreign species. Satasanga chari kainu asate vilasa. Prabhupada, early in the morning here, Prabhupada is chanting. Satasanga chari kainu asate vilasa. We are dressing like a bhakta tilakmala. But what we are doing, Sangha? Are you associating with sense object more? Then we may come down again. Asat vilas, asat. Nothing to do with Krishna. Vilas, enjoyment. Te karane lagilo mor karma bandha phasa. Get entangled. Again come back. But at least it is better than a fruitive worker. Because Lord is always watching. He did so much devotional service. There is devotee. He will give again chance. But why take chance? Why not become serious? That is what Prabhupada said. Better become serious. Follow the instruction of Krishna. Follow the instruction of Sadguru. Try to surrender completely. Then you develop all the Vaishnava symptoms. Relish Krishna Katha in chanting, hearing, then automatically remembrance will come. Remembrance of Krishna. Now automatically what comes? We can ask myself. What will come? Sense object? Not a good sign. What will come? Krishna Katha? Krishna's name? Krishna's form? Beauty? Or how to serve Krishna? Remember? Remembrance come? Good sign. I will finish here because I am not eligible to talk to you. Big talks. But I will repeat what Prabhupada said, what Krishna said, what Acharya says, so that I become purified. If you become purified, I consider I have served you. Thank you very much. Any comment? Some enlightened soul? Or question? If I can answer. I'll do. Yes. Hey, give her one of the speaker. I can't. I can, I may not be able. You try, speak for your question. Considering we are fallen, we are in the Kali Yuga, if you don't do so many chanting, dancing, as Bhakti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, depending on time, circumstances, places, Guru says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam. But Jagadish, I don't desire this. Mama janmani, janmanishwari, I don't desire any mukti. I don't want to go back to God. I want to only serve. That's definitely the pure devotional service symptom. But Prabhupada says, considering us, we are fallen, go back to God. I will say that. Depending on time, circumstance, he said, try to go back to God. I will say that. Well, it satisfies your question, answer? I don't know. But I answer this. Because I am a servant of Prabhupada and soul to him. Thank you. Any question or comment?
or any comment from enlightened soul. Yes. I will simply repeat what my Acharya Sadguru said. He said, Rama means Ram, Lord Ramchandra, Rama means Balaram, Rama means also Krishna. He is also enjoying the supreme enjoyment. It means everything. Dependence on your Adhikar, where you are situated, you take that meaning. Your Guru will tell. Just like somebody said, what surrender means? So Guru says, he is not chanting Hare Krishna, he didn't come to Mangalarati. Surrender means come to Mangalarati and chant Hare Krishna. That is to him. And another advance, he does all these things. His surrender means you are, what is favorable for devotional service, accept. What is unfavorable, reject. Always have firm faith. Krishna will maintain you. Krishna will give you protection. Always see the interest of Krishna above everything. Your desire will be telling with Krishna's desire, not independent desire. And think yourself most fallen. For him, this is surrender. And for another, that is other type of surrender. Both are right, but depending on your adhikar, where you are situated. Does it make sense to you, sir? Yes? Thank you very much. Any question? Sadhu. What does sadhu say? So we have got other seva. We are always doing seva. And there is another type of seva. Prasada seva. Then you become free from sakala prapancha jaya. I am free. Material entanglement. Taking prasad means Krishna being pleased with us, give something so that we are not attracted to some other thing to release. Mode of passion and ignorance thing. Object, food. Rather take Krishna. Say annam mritapav. Take nectarian Krishna prasad. Then you can chant easily, Hare Krishna. Please chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, there is nothing but this Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, everything is there in this mantra. If you meditate on this, but everything is there. Whatever you are preaching, whatever you are doing, thinking, everything is there in this mantra. Chaitanya Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Nam bina kichu naita, in this 14 planetary system, there is nothing but the holy name. Everything is there in this mantra. And if you chant the holy name properly, you become free from all danger of devotional service. Of course, purely chant. Thank you very much for giving your time. Allow me to serve you.